What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Republicans in Congress passed President Trump's package of tax cuts and spending policies known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act on Thursday, and the president signed it on Friday. With us now to talk about the bill, give us a little bit of update from Washington, D.C., is our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Ron, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you back in the studio. Always a pleasure to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back. It's good to be able to talk about things that are going on in Washington.
But before we get to that, Congressman, I wanted to ask you, I know your office and you and Susan no doubt are mourning the loss of, you had an intern who passed. He was shot. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about, that must be just devastating for your office.
Yeah, it's just a sad state. I mean, Eric was such a great guy. I mean, and you know, it was just kind of one of those things. He was going home from spending some time with some friends between 10 and 10:30, and he was just shot in a drive-by. I mean, he was caught between in a crossfire. Apparently, some folks pulled up and fired at a group of people, and it was horrible that he was hit and killed. And
random, right?
It's you know, not necessarily a bad part of town, but the thing we want to make sure. I mean, he's such a friendly face. He was greeting people whether they came to the office or whether they called on the phone, and you know, we want to make sure that we provide you know, a safe environment for people, and we need to make sure that we have you know, law enforcement support and making sure that you know, crimes are prosecuted so that people that you know, committed this act would you know, be prosecuted for that, and because it's terrible to use the lives of young men and women like that.
And this happened in D.C. He was a senior at the University of Massachusetts, and you just don't. This is our nation's capital, and it, you know, every time you hear some of these Democrat mayors and some of the, you know, talking, well, Mondami, the guy up in New York, he's a defund the police guy. You hear an incident like this, well, this is the results of some of those policies.
It really is. And as the police finish their investigation, which they haven't completely finished yet, you know, I think there'll be more opportunity to talk about that. But it's just sad. I had the opportunity to meet with Eric's mother and father and talk with them a little bit. And it was kind of heartening to hear some of the stories that they told, either about Eric or about that he talked about enjoying. And, you know, he'd fit in with the team and was having such a good time. You know, as a parent, you really want your children to have those opportunities. But it's sad when something like this happens because you worry about their safety when they do have those opportunities. And it's terrible. It's just a tragedy. It should not have ever happened.
I this is going to be a hard segue. There's a hard segue, but I'm just going to hard segue. So we've got the big, beautiful bill. Let me start with what I just have to share, probably an inspirational moment, the 9 hours that were inspiring, no doubt, for all of you to sit and listen. I'm sure you were riveted for the 9 hours that Hakeem Jeffries held the floor You sat through the whole thing, I'm sure, riveted the entire time.
No, I went back to my office at about the 2 hour point when he started naming other members of the House of Representatives. I knew what he was going to do was drag out to try to secrete the record for the longest speech on the floor. And, you know, we have custom on the House that the minority and the majority leader can have what we call a magic minute, because all of our debates timed in terms of setting up for particular bills. And over the years, there's been a courtesy that the minority and the majority can each have what they call a magic minute, which means they're not tapped out and gaveled out after 60 seconds. However, this obviously has turned into abuse, and he had to set the record to talk more than Kevin McCarthy did during his last speech. And it's unfortunate. I mean, they had no details, no reason to vote against the bill. They had no good ideas to put into the bill. And instead, they talked about introducing other members of the Democrat caucus. And, you know, instead of focusing on, you know, let's focus on what's good for America.
Yeah, I watched some of it. It was painful to watch. But I'm just sitting here the entire time. And, you know, what's funny is if you look at the bill and you look at, I mean, you and I, we've talked before about how it was, what, a $2,600 pay or a tax increase for Kansans and some of the other things in there. They never talked about that. They never talked. And again, in both chambers, Senate Democrats, House Democrats, they just were basically voting yes for the largest tax increase in our country's history. They don't want to talk about that, though.
They really were. I mean, when you look at the bill and you look at, I mean, Kansans across and Americans would have faced a 22% tax increase next year if this bill hadn't passed. And for Kansas, it averaged about $2,200.
$2,200, yeah.
Just for next year. And if you look at over the course of the next 5 years, it had been over $10,000, almost $11,000 in extra taxes that Kansans won't have to pay. And at the same time, we're projecting that their salaries are going to go up because of the economic growth out of that. And, you know, we wanted to avoid the largest tax increase in history. At the same time, we're focusing on how do we help people? How do we doubled the standard deduction so people would have more money in their pocket afterwards. We increased the child tax credit.
No tax on tips, no tax on Social Security. And yet, if you listen to them, the other side, this was just a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires. I can't tell you how many times I heard that.
It really was. Why? And then they also just distorted the whole conversation about Medicaid. I mean, Medicaid, yep. I mean, what we were trying to do in the bill is say, if you're an able-bodied adult that was granted Medicaid.
Without kids.
Without kids.
Right.
That was granted Medicaid through the Obamacare, you should work to get that. If you're an able-bodied
or
adult
volunteer,
without kids
or
get an education, we think those folks shouldn't be getting free Medicaid if they're not going to go to work. So those are people that they were saying would
Common
use
sense.
Medicaid.
Yes.
We think that illegal aliens that are in the country illegally shouldn't get free Medicaid off of the American taxpayer.
Duh.
And so, again, those were people they were arguing that would lose Medicaid. And then there's people that just – because their income changes from 1 year to the next year goes up, the states aren't required to reconfirm that they are still qualified. And therefore, there's people that are staying on the rolls or not reapplying if they've dropped off in the past and they were just automatically granted. So we think those provisions, people ought to take some responsibility on their own as well to get that hand up from the American taxpayers. And yet they were crying that was taking Medicaid away from people and they would lose their health care.
Well, you knew that the lie was falling apart when it changed from citizens were losing coverage to Americans were losing coverage. And I it was a small nuance, but you knew they had to change that because it wasn't citizens. It was the illegals that they were really talking about.
Yeah. It really is unfortunate that so much gets distorted through that discussion. And, you know, the mainstream media in particular is just bad at repeating the Democrat talking points that they issue and, you know, have lost their interest in actually trying to do fact checking that actually focuses on what really is happening.
We're talking with 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Some of the other highlights in this, obviously the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. But there are a lot of other things in here. One of the things I'm so glad, you know, many presidents have Republicans have run on this in the past. No one's been able to do it. And that's defunding Planned Parenthood. I'm so thrilled to see. Look, if they want to perform abortions, I like it. Let them do it. But they don't need to be doing. Even Democrats support no taxpayer funds going to abortions. I'm so glad to finally see that in there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Planned Parenthood is a big consumer of health care dollars paid for by the taxpayer. And part of those are used for what they use on abortion. And, you know, we think things like Title 10, which is for family planning purposes, has been in the law since the 70s. And multiple presidents, Republican and Democrats, have said it should be for family planning purposes and it should not be for abortion. But over the years, exemptions have been allowed by President Obama and President Biden. And we wanted to put in law that that taxpayer dollars should not go to fund abortions. And, you know, there's, as you said, there's so many provisions in there. We looked at how do we help so many people across the country with different things, even added a new Trump savings plan for brand newborn babies. Yeah.
I know I'm up on my quarter break. Do you mind sticking around through the break?
Sure.
We've got 4th District Congressman Ron Esmus with us. You know, even though the left loves to say that you never do public appearances, you never take questions. Again, this is half an hour. You listen to the John Whitmer Show with Congressman Ron Estes. We'll be back right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, their third Saturday of every month is their day of action. If you're looking for a way to get involved to help educate voters, particularly about the constitutional amendment coming up on next year's ballot, it's a great way to get involved to help educate voters. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Sign up today. And don't forget that Guy Benson's coming to town. It's an AFP event that's coming to town next August. If you want more information, you can visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll have more information on that coming up. With us still is our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman, there's a lot of economic development, a lot of ways to, I mean, yes, we did the tax cuts part of this, but this bill's got, I mean, it's got border funding in there. There's a lot of other stuff in there I don't think people are aware of as well.
There really is. I mean, when you talk about the border, I mean, obviously, you know, the Biden border debacle that we've had for the last 4 years. And now you've seen President Trump turn it around, actually deporting a lot of these criminals that President Biden had allowed into the country. So we made sure there's extra funding to help support that effort, help support defense, and help support, you know, some of the research into the Golden Dome to help make sure that, you know, as some of these states like Iran and North Korea and, you know, that want to attack the United States, that we can have some protection from that. We also had a lot of economic growth activities. You know, one of the things that I've been a champion of is innovation and new ideas. And we did tax teams, 10 different tax teams over the last couple of years as we've talked about some of the provisions that we ought to put into that. And I chaired the innovation tax team trying to focus on research and development. How do we come up with some of these great ideas and innovative ideas that the United States has always been known for? And so what happened was when the TCJA was passed, it was a temporary period of time where during the first year, all of your research and development costs could be written off of your taxes. And since then, that expired in 2022. So now people are having to write this off over 5 years, which means if you have to spend the money this year, but you can't write it off of your taxes over a five-year period, you're not going to be able to do as much investment. And that's what we've seen in that. When we passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, research and development spending went up 18%.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, that's great for jobs because three-fourths of that spending is for jobs. And it works well in actually growing the economy. And we want to make sure that that comes back so that we can make that permanent going forward. Companies can make more investment in the United States in research, which ultimately leads to more manufacturing jobs, actually to a stronger America.
You know how most people are. It's okay, you did that. What have you done for me lately? So I want to ask you, are chair of the Social Security Subcommittee. I wasn't aware that you were actually chair of that. A lot of people worry about, you know, is Social Security going to be there? It'll be there probably for me. I got enough gray hair. But, you know, will it be there for my kids, for my grandkids? And I'm curious, your committee was particularly focused on improving and modernizing the Social Security Administration. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've just had the opportunity this year to become chair of the Social Security Subcommittee. And so our initial focus right now is how do we make sure that the right people get the right check at the right time? I mean, that's a key thing that we want to make sure happens. And, you know, that's not always been the case, particularly over the last several years, that the people have had trouble enrolling. They've had trouble reaching out to the office. There have been horrible experience with the phone system. And a lot of that's turned around. New commissioner is going to do a great job focusing on how do we improve that. In the tax bill, we also helped seniors.
Right.
I mean, we couldn't change Social Security because of the Senate rules in the bill. But what we did do was increase the credit that seniors got off their taxes up to $6,000. So that helps offset some of the taxes that they have to pay on Social Security. And as we focus a little bit more on the rest of the year of how do we continue to make sure we have good performance metrics and delivering a service that Americans deserve, we also have to start having that very honest, serious conversation about how do we make sure that we have enough money in the long term for current retirees, people that are about to retire, and people that are just starting their career. We want to make sure that the program is protected and around for years and years to come because it's been a good program supporting people. And we need to make sure that we're adults and we talk about it. We don't try to politicize it.
This was a very interesting process. And I think really, he's fairly humble. He seems fairly humble. I'm speaking about Speaker Johnson. But even the naysayers at CNN had to admit that this was an incredible lift on his part and on Leader Thune. But in particularly, I think credit has to be given to the Speaker for juggling, herding the cats, so to speak. Now, there were some in the House that came away. Obviously, there were elements that they wanted to get that just couldn't pass the Senate for whatever reason. What comes next? You've got, you know, the rest of this year. You've got what do you vision throughout the rest of this this term? What do you think the focus will be now?
You know, I think I would agree with you that Speaker Johnson's done a magic job over the last two years that he's been in office.
Yeah,
you know,
incredible.
In terms of how do we bring together with a very small majority people that have different priorities.
I didn't think he could get this done. Yeah, he's really done an incredible job.
We have members from districts that President Biden was elected out of. We have members from Republican members from districts that the Republican registration is 25%. percentage points higher than the Democrat registration. So different priorities through that. Now we finished the one big beautiful bill, and it was so important to get it done now so that people can plan, they can prepare for next year, and we can get it out of the way. So we can start focus on the 2026 appropriations, which is the next thing on our agenda in terms of the number one priority of how do we focus on, how do we plan for next year, and looking at what we should be spending and what makes sense moving forward. You know, I think later in the year, there's other things we need to, we need a full extension of the farm, and I call it the farm and food stamp bill, because 80% of the funding goes into the food stamp program, the SNAP food stamp program. We need to extend that. We also need to look at the highway bill, that comes up for renewal. And I think there are some tax provisions that are bipartisan that Republicans and Democrats can agree to. And I think there's an opportunity for us later on in the year to come up with something that helps, that we both agree on in terms of being positive signs. So we've got more work to do.
You think that farm bill will be a hard lift? I mean, it seems like it. Every year that just seems to be more contentious.
Well, I think part of the problem is actually the spending on the SNAP food stamp program, because it is continuing to grow, because there were so many waivers issued over the years, particularly by President Obama and President Biden, that there's so many people that have gotten on it that weren't ever intended based on the way the program was set up.
Well, our friend Pat Penn is going to be dealing with that. So, Congressman, it's always a pleasure. Thank you again for joining. Congratulations. I know that was a long couple of days. You guys were there way into the wee hours of the morning. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to subscribe to Ron's Reads or your other newsletter, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way to do that is estes.house.gov and reach out to our office.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Hope you had a happy Independence Day.
Great. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.